often my experience doesn't actually match with what people tell me. I mean, I've just come back from Rio, for example, and I was constantly being warned not to go here, not to go there. I didn't have that sense of the places they told me not to go to that were particularly dangerous. And I think there's sometimes an idea that, perhaps in developing countries, that they're more dangerous than they actually are. I mean, you have to be careful. I can take you to parts of East London where you'd definitely have to be careful, and North London come to that. So often the differences are not as big as people think they are.
Well, granted, you're traveling with an entourage, right? I mean, you're with a bunch of people.
No. Oh no, because that would actually ruin it. The most people I would have with me is one other, which I might do in certain situations. So no, I mean, really, because it wouldn't work if I had an entourage, because people wouldn't talk to me in the way that they do. Because if people know that you're being helped, then why should they help you? Because often the best conversations arise out of getting help from people. And really, if you had lots of people with you, they would think, well, why isn't that person helping him? I'm not going to do it. So really, a lot of it, sometimes I'm traveling completely on my own. I can set levels. I know how to position I position the tape recorder by listening to the person who's talking to me. So all that's not a problem. And I'm used to traveling on my own. I'm used to, jumping on and off buses and going into subway systems and going through areas that I don't know, because really you don't have to be very far from your comfort zone, even in your own city, to be, relatively lost. So a lot of blind people are lost most of the time, really.